Chapter 31, Reading. Driving north of town in mid-November, I observed the many piles of colored leaves on the sides of suburban roads, awaiting the city to remove them. Cases of COVID-19 had quickly risen in Ohio. We didn't know it yet, but we were a week away from a level purple public health emergency. By November 25th, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine had ordered a curfew on bars, restaurants, and the citizens of Ohio. During a news conference that week, he strongly suggested we cancel our Thanksgiving plans, mask up, social distance, and stay home. A large house appeared in the distance in the well-kept upper-middle-class neighborhood of Oakwood, an area known for its old money and good schools that recently received a lot of media attention as the childhood home of the now-infamous Brock Turner. I was on my way to an appointment with Janice, a physical therapist and intuitive medium. I was feeling a bit nervous. For people like Janice, who develop their intuitive gifts, it enables them to tune into the energy of others who come to them seeking guidance. She had come highly recommended and had an impressive website featuring her abilities. One of those was to sketch the actual face of the person who she communicates with beyond the grave. Over the course of the search, I had requested the services of more than one psychic. Because there are some people in my family who have these types of gifts, I don't have the usual hang-ups about whether premonitions or talking to the dead are real. I take whatever information I receive at face value. I cannot determine whether it is true or not, but I never rule it out. I have received information about my life that has helped to guide me through some difficult events. From one psychic, I received the following tidbits related to my birth parents. Your father's family was high up and your mother was not acceptable to them. They loved each other, however, your father was older and had responsibilities. Your father was married. I heard the tingling of wind chimes as I exited my car and saw a friendly wave from Janice's large screened-in porch. I felt instantly comfortable in her presence. We seemed to have a similar energy between us, one which was calm and relaxed. Janice explained that I would be sitting in a chair on her spacious screened-in porch, supplied with a blanket, more than 6 feet apart from her. She also provided a heater to warm my legs. Once comfortable, Janice advised that she would be connecting to my energy in order to intuit what was going on in my life. Very quickly, she commented, "You seem like a generally happy person, and I really appreciate that considering what we were all dealing with during the pandemic." It didn't take long before she intuited my creative side in a planting of seeds, symbolism for the beginning stages of a new career endeavor. Like many people who visit psychics, career and love top the list of what they request guidance for. I told her I was newly back in school to become a professional genealogist. "Perfect," she exclaimed. Apparently, right out of the gate, she was getting more than one yes from the universe. "It suits your need to be a sleuth, Nancy Drew." I had not shared anything with Janice about my love of the Nancy Drew book series as a child, nor did she know me personally. This was part of her charm. If a reader knows you personally, you run the risk of their preconceived agendas getting in the way. I was enrolled in my first formal genealogy class, so planting seeds perfectly described where I was career-wise. Janice seemed pleased that I was receiving confirmation for the career path I had chosen. She kept saying over and over, "It's perfect." Janice consulted the tarot cards for more guidance. As she was flipping them over one by one, she commented that I was getting a lot of major arcana cards. This, she advised, was a good thing. The star card is my favorite card. It shows a guy looking into the future, not dwelling in the past. His sword is behind him, indicating our bigger struggles in life. He is armed with his wand, which speaks of career. There is a hummingbird, which signifies spirit, which you are very connected to. This card says, "Wish upon a star," implying achievement. It indicates you will get what you are putting out there. It's really positive. The star card is a big yes. The Emperor's card indicates birth, growth, and new ideas. It's all about what you are creating. I thought about the memoir I had been working on, which remained unpublished. I interjected that I have been having a lot of pregnancy and birth dreams. Janice explained that our dreams usually fall into one or two categories, fears or desires. I was not having a baby at age 54, but I was birthing a new project. You have the Ten of Pentacles, which is a solid money card. Financially, you were okay, and I don't see that going anywhere. The Strength card basically indicates you can withstand anything. You will be fine. At the end of the reading, Janice felt convinced that the future was looking bright. We briefly digressed into a few of my fears about my memoir. Janice seemed confident that there were no concerns about me writing a book. She said it would be part of my healing. Besides being an intuitive reader, Janice is also a medium. A medium is a person who can connect with the spirits of people who have physically died and crossed over. There was not any family member in spirit that I had any close connection to, but was open to anyone who showed up. Janice explained that as she connected with spirit, it would appear that she was, quote, going spacey and would no longer be connected to my energy. I create a screen for spirit to project onto. Communication will show up as words, pictures, letters, or names. By this point in our session, I had shared with Janice that I was adopted. Janice cautioned me that spirit communication could get tricky when you have two families. She also advised that spirits do not always tell the truth. Surprised at first, it makes sense. People lie in life. Apparently, they keep on lying after they cross over. The first person who showed up was a woman who identified herself as my aunt. This confused me because both of my known maternal aunts are living and Max was an only child. It suddenly hit me that one of Antonio's sisters had passed on a few years earlier. I knew very little about her except that she left Peru, moved to the U.S., had four kids, moved back to Peru, and died there. I could not even recall her name. Your aunt must have been a fairly powerful woman when she was here, so her words carry a little bit of an emotional punch. Tons of drama here. Highly emotional people. Passionate. I'm also feeling a strong conviction from her. She feels very possessive and loyal to her brother and family. Your aunt is wanting you to get the facts out. She would not want untruths to be part of the story, but I do detect she wants to help you. I did not let on to Janice about what I assumed my aunt was referring to, my conception circumstances. I thanked Janice, paid her, and headed back home, thinking about the aunt I never knew. I decided to have a heart-to-heart with her on the drive home. Auntie, if you are really there, then please convince your brother to talk to me.